see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light, the shining tree, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How is everybody doing as we reach the end of June? It's wonderful to be on, and my guest tonight is Frank St. James, and we're both here to help you with relationships and your loved ones, the people that you care about. Why is it that we get depressed and have tough times with relationships and don't believe that we're lovable or loved, or does he love me? Will he love me?
when will he love me, and all of those things. And we're going to try and solve that tonight, especially if you people call in and ask a good question. Maybe we can both help you with a positive answer as to why you might be having a blockage in your relationship. So the number to call is 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. Frank and I are here for you and to answer your questions on what may be problematic to you right now. Good evening, Frank. How are you?
Great. Great. It's a beautiful night down here at the ocean. And
that's great.
I'm ready to help out as much as I can.
That's good. We do have some callers. We have a D from Connecticut. And her date of birth, Frank, is August 16th, 1959. Are you there, Dee?
Yes, I am. Hi, Elizabeth. Frank.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Let's Find Out. What is your question for Frank tonight?
As you know, I'm a Leo, and I have Capricorn rising with the moon in Aquarius. I'm concerned about summer eclipses coming up. Can you tell me, would that be a bad thing for Leo, or could these eclipses be a positive? And which house would it affect?
Well, that's what we have to do, your chart. We can't answer you the house question.
Oh, okay.
But I will tell you what I know astrologically, and then Frank will answer what he feels intuitively. Astrologically, you will be affected by this, as well as Mars retrograde, depending on what house it does fall in. But you said you had a Leo rising and a Capricorn sun, or do I have it backwards?
Capricorn rising and the moon.
Well, you may decide to move. You may decide to change jobs, but you definitely will be affected by this eclipse. And you want to guard against your anger and arguments. If you get triggered, you want to figure out how to handle it in the best way possible. What are you seeing for her, Frank?
I actually see if she observes a lot that this is could be a very good communication time for her. This is numerology wise, she's in her seventh year of a 9-year cycle, and this is all fitting in great. This is going to help you with your career or business or money. It should help you with relationships at this time. So I'm feeling very positive. I also have a moon in Aquarius, so you know, so I can. Excuse me.
No, go on.
So I can feel dramatic changes, especially with Leo, when the sun's in Leo, and. You know, I'd be curious to find out whereabouts it is in your chart, because it could give you dramatic changes coming up in the next couple of years, actually.
What time were you born, do you know?
Pardon?
What time were you born?
5:11 p.m.
Okay.
California.
Keep talking to Frank, and I'll pull up your chart.
Oh, okay. I just have a general question. This past week, from last Friday, like throughout this week, I was finding money. Not a lot. I was finding quarters and dimes and pennies. And does that mean anything?
Well, sometimes your intuition is like a metal detector. I mean, I used to get dreams about finding money. And then the next day I'd be walking along and, you know, I'd find a few quarters or something and then change. In fact, I've been having dreams like that lately. And I'd be curious, did you actually have a dream about it?
No, I didn't. But I just thought it was very strange. I mean, almost like several days in a row I was finding.
Well, we've had a lucky trend, so you're probably finding the lucky trend. Dee, you said 5 a.m.?
5:11 p.m.
P.m., okay. And where were you born, city and state?
Norwalk, California.
Got it. I think that we're in a lucky streak. We're starting with the Grand Trine. So I think that it's telling you that you're going to have luck with finances or financial gains over the next few months.
Mm. Oh.
She is in a perfect position for this, too. So.
Oh, yeah? How do you know?
Wow, I've been doing this for years. I've been doing this 50 years.
That's what he feels.
And I also a commodities trading advisor, so I've done a lot of financial astrology. So.
Oh, you lucky thing. Your rising is 11 degrees Taurus, and Uranus just went into Taurus. Your Leo is in your seventh house, and your Aquarius is in your second house of money.
Hmm.
And your moon is in Aquarius as well, meaning you are close to your father. So these are good things. I think you're in a lucky streak.
Do you have any numbers for us?
No, I don't do numbers, Frank. You know that. But she has Saturn's going to cross your rising sign in the fall months, Dee, which means you are going to move. When Saturn crosses your rising sign, you always move.
And when is that going to happen?
In the fall.
Wow. I mean, move from my home or maybe move from a job?
Move from your home. What do you think, Frank? What are you feeling?
Well, there's definitely changes. I'm not sure about the home, but...
But you could buy a second home.
That would be nice, but I'd have to come into some money to do that.
Well, that's coming. That seems to be coming.
Well, let me tell you something. You're luckiest a week before your birthday, a week during, and a week after. And being that you know your rising sign, that's the time to pick up a lottery ticket.
Anytime that you have Earth, anytime you're in Virgo, in Capricorn, or in Taurus, that's when you want to pick up your lottery ticket. You have good things coming.
All right. Well, I hope. I mean, that would be wonderful if everything is coming up roses.
For a change, right? Good luck to you, Dee. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Let's find out.
Thank you so much, Frank Elizabeth. Have a nice night. Bye bye.
Frank, we have a James from Texas, and his date of birth is July 6, 1948. So he has a birthday coming up. Hello, James.
Yes, I do. I'll be 70 years old.
Oh, my goodness. We'll have a party. What question do you have for Frank?
Well, I'm just kind of interested in my astrology chart, too. I know I'm a Gemini rising, and I'm kind of looking for a financial break. I feel like I don't think there's any planets in my money house at all. Last time I remember having a chart, I just kind of struggled.
What time were you born?
3:24 a.m.
And where? City and state?
I was born in Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth, 3:24 p.m., you said, right?
No, a.m.
3:24 a.m. in Fort Worth. Okay. Frank, what do you feel?
And what was the month and day? Excuse me.
July 6th.
July 6th. Okay.
Yes,
1948.
I never thought I'd hit 70 either, but it's amazing.
It's a beautiful time.
There it is.
I think so. It really is. Listen, you're in your fifth year of a 9-year cycle. This is called the year of change. So if you're going through a lot of head trip, if you're getting rid of negative stuff right now and clearing away, you're going to be going in your sixth year. And just in general, it's romance, real estate, it's creative energy. You can make more money. It's earth energy. You can negotiate. So you're in the perfect time zone. So I'm sure Elizabeth will give you a little more on that. But
what do you say about real estate?
Yeah, real estate, romance, real estate, and it's creative energy. It's also good for negotiation. So you're kind of calm, cool. You're picking up practical information during the time and using it the right way.
Oh, I see. So you're saying the real estate business is something that I might look into? Or
I don't know about that, but I'm just saying that it would be a good time if you wanted to invest, too. If you know.
I see.
Invest in property or whatever you feel like.
Oh, okay. I got you. That sounds good.
Do you have property?
Looking into that. No, I don't. I've never owned any property, actually. I've just always I've been a musician all my life and a starving artist, you know, but I would like to. I've been looking into that. I have a friend that does it's in real estate, and he's always telling me about these different programs that he does, and I'm real interested in doing that. He flips houses, but he's also a real estate agent, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so that fits in. And I was a musician over 50 years, so.
Oh, were you really? What'd you play?
Yes. I played trumpet and guitar, and I'm a singer.
Oh, my gosh. You sound like a musician.
He is. Yes, you do have a Gemini rising, and you have your sun in Cancer, which means that you can dig your feet both in and don't want to move. One of the worst things that anyone can do to a Cancer is move.
Yeah.
But you've been through your tough times. You also have Jupiter and Sag, and Sag rules Jupiter. This is going to be your lucky year. And these eclipses, last eclipse that we had last August, remember the big one that went across the country?
Yeah, right.
That one took you away from the things that you had to leave your life. It was one of endings, and now you're going to have some new beginnings. And it's all up to you, whatever you want to choose. But I see a new job coming for you.
That's it. That's amazing, because I'm kind of leaving music behind. I played 50 years, too, just like the gentleman said. And
this could be real estate because it's Mars and Virgo in your fourth house, and the fourth house rules property. So Frank is right on the money, as usual.
Yeah. What do you play?
I'm a drummer. I'm a drummer. My dad was a band leader here in Fort Worth, and I started when I was 18 years old playing in his band. We played private clubs around Fort Worth for the last 50 years. And the music business
sounds great to me. Sounds great. You know.
Yeah.
But it really makes a difference in your life. It really does.
And you look towards the end of the year. James, towards the end of the year. That's when you're going to be getting some payback for what you've invested in. And good luck to you, and thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you all. I love your program. Bye. Love your program. Thank you.
Bye. BBS loves to hear that. We have another one, Frank. This is Anne from Oklahoma on line 4, and she's February 20th, 1956. I just want to say this is Let's Find Out. It's Elizabeth Joyce. I'm on with Frank St. James. Please call in and ask us a question if you're feeling that you need an answer. The answer, the phone is 888-429-5471. So here's Anne from Oklahoma. Are you there, Anne?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Frank?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Frank?
Well, yeah, what did you see happening for me this year? Anything special? And also,
A specific question.
Okay. And moving anytime soon?
I didn't hear that. Are you what? Moving?
She wants to know if she's going to be moving anytime soon. Are you wanting to move in? A specific question. Should I move?
Yeah,
am I moving?
Should I move? Even though Mars is retrograde, and that I've heard you shouldn't make any big decisions.
Mercury's not retrograde yet.
Yeah.
Not
Mars.
Until July 25th.
And you're in your... as I was discussing with our last caller, you're in your 50 or year of change, and you can get rid of all the negative sides while you shouldn't. And you're going into your sixth year, and that encompasses real estate. And that's it's Earth energy. It's going to help you to do the practical thing and put money together.
Well, maybe what we're feeling with the moving, maybe the better question is, am I going to be selling property and helping other people move? If you're in real estate.
I'm not in real estate.
No, she isn't. She wants to move, right?
Well, yeah, and I am in a six-year, Frank. I am in a six-year.
And that's always a karmic year. And usually, if you're going to move, it has to do with a family member, and maybe you have to take care of somebody. The number six is karma. It's karma and work. So something is already planned for you, Anne. Have you any idea where you would move to?
Well, my mother, is 85, and I had a dream that she's going to pass next year, and then I haven't spent much time around her. It's funny you say that, Elizabeth. I was thinking of moving closer to her.
And where does she live?
In Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C.
Oh, well, that's a nice area. You could do that. I do feel it might be temporary. You might hang on to the property that you have and go and be with her, like, for 6 to 8 months.
That's what I was thinking about, doing it for a while.
And the energy is going to begin at our first eclipse in Aquarius, which I think is mid-July. So you will decide to do that, but I don't think it's forever. I think it's just to see her through her last days.
And do you guys believe in Vedic astrology instead of Western?
Yes, but we don't do it.
Hindu astrology?
Yes, of course. It is honored, but it's not my expertise. My expertise is Western astrology.
Okay.
Vedic astrology is wonderful.
They do base a lot on... go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, Vedic astrology is wonderful. It is very specific. It's very karmic, and it can be a little scary for some people. It's read differently, and they have different planets than what we have. Okay, Frank,
and they're
your
very,
turn.
They're very much... into the moon really being your main source of the chart. So that's why the karma, that's why the emotional part fits in.
So you'll know intuitively, and you just keep your chin up, honey. And you'll go through what everybody goes through. When you're doing the right thing, you're attending to your family, and nothing is more important than family. Good luck to you, and keep us posted. Thank you so much for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you.
Frank, we have Judy from California, and she's April 18th, 1950. Judy, are you there?
Hi, yes. How are you?
What's your question for Frank?
Well, if he could do a little thing on my astrology chart.
No, Judy, you have to ask a question. Ask a question, please.
Okay. I'm thinking, what does my future or recent...
No, ask a question.
Now going to be?
What is it that you want to change or move into in the next few months? What is specifically why you're asking these questions?
Right. I like to find and meet some type of not so much maybe a romantic, but maybe a partner, because I'm trying to get start writing a book, and I like to meet someone that might be able to kind of guide me along or something, or maybe a partner or something.
Well, I mean, you're in the right year for it, but you sound like you just want to, more of a friend than a relationship.
Well,
if you
whatever.
Get into somebody,
yeah.
You know,
well, Judy, let me just say something to you.
If
you're going to write a book...
If it would turn out... Well, wait a minute. What I was going to say is if it would turn out to be more of a permanent-type partnership...
Okay, Judy, listen to me. You're being very vague. I want you to understand that if you want to write a book, sit down and write it. Begin to write it.
Okay.
And as soon as you have a couple of chapters, then you can see who would take a look at it for you. But before you do anything, you have to commit to something. That's how we manifest, dear. So commit to writing it. Find the title and begin to write a chapter or two. And then go and find a good writer's group And that's how you meet who you need to meet.
Oh, okay. So is there any type of a romantic partnership then coming my way?
No, it's something that you have to go, what Elizabeth said, is you're better off going to a writer's group or people that are on the same wavelength as you, and that's the way you meet somebody.
But
you can't just walk into someplace and expect somebody to fall into some of the things that you think are gonna turn things around.
You have to change your routine, Judy. You're in kind of a slow routine, so get out there and meet people.
Well, I am in a real slow routine because I called you a few months back, and I prioritize on getting all my paperwork done, irons out of the bonfire and stuff.
Okay, we have to go.
Months.
We have others
and that's
waiting,
being
Judy.
A slow
but thank
thing,
you for calling. Let's find out.
So
thank you for calling. Let's find out. We're going to go on to Valerie in Bucks County, Frank. And her birthday is February 26, 1953, a good Pisces lady. Hello, Valerie. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Elizabeth. I'm fine. And Frank, how are you both?
Good, good.
What question do you have for
Pisces.
Frank?
We love Pisces.
Well, I looked up my birth time, and my moon is in Leo also. And I want to start traveling more. I have a trip planned to Jordan in August, and I just wonder if I will be able, you know, is this a good time for me to start traveling in my life? Will it open up new paths for me?
I feel it's an excellent time for you. Almost any time right now. And what are you going to be doing there?
Traveling with a friend for 8 days.
And when are you going? What are the dates that you're going?
August 17th. And we'll
be
gone.
Okay, so Mercury is not out of retrograde. On your way over, there could be some delays or change in plans. Mercury comes out of retrograde after the 17th. So it will it'll smooth out more on your way back than on your way going.
Also, there's been some problems over there lately. So really, really check in with news reports and find out exactly what's going on. It's very unsettling.
Yes. Okay.
But my friend just came back from Jordan, and she had a wonderful time.
Yeah, I've heard good things from people, and I've checked into. I think it's pretty safe, so I'm feeling good about it.
Well, good. Have a wonderful time, Valerie. We wish you the best.
Okay. Thank you.
I think Pisces are going to be traveling a lot this next year. I think they're all in for a new change, Pisces and Virgos and Sagittarius and Geminis. We have another one, and then we're going to have to go to break. This is Susan from Utah, and her date of birth is June 24th. Well, I think that's today, isn't it? Happy birthday, Susan.
Yeah.
It is. Thank you very much.
Do you have a question?
My question is, I want to know what direction to go with my career.
With your career, what have you been doing? What are you trained in?
Security and teaching to security.
Oh, okay. What do you see, Frank?
I think you're in the perfect year for it. You're in the fourth year of a 9-year cycle. That's an earth energy. That's something you can put together that people will definitely take you for being very responsible and respect. So you are in the perfect year to do these things.
Now I'm going to tease you a little bit, Susan. I want you to remember these three words, Apple, Amazon, and Netflix. Okay?
Okay.
Those are the three words that stocks are going to do very, very well. But I do want you to be careful because we are expecting a dip in October. I'm not sure why. So follow the charts and be cautious. And if you can, stay away from the cyber coins and everything because that's bad news.
Do you see anything like with the voice? Do anything with voice?
I didn't hear that. What did you ask, Susan?
Did you see anything with me doing with anything with my voice?
With your voice?
Uh-huh.
So you sing?
No, I don't sing.
What's your question? What were you going to do with your voice? What are you talking
like
about?
Like voiceovers, commercials, those type of thing.
Commercials. I think you could do some for companies. I don't see you do it necessarily for television. I know it's a very difficult thing to break into, but I do see you doing some industrial voiceovers. That's what I'm hearing. What about you, Frank?
Yeah, I feel like I'm more solid like that, more so than commercials. You thinking like Disneyland or something like that, cartoons or animation or what?
I wasn't really thinking of animation, just commercials, commercials, maybe radio.
I think you should be trying it out
if you want to do it, because it's difficult. They might say they want one thing, and somebody comes in and completely off-kilter, and they say, well, that's what we're looking for. So,
but remember something, Susan. Get some demos. Get those demos through commercial corporations.
Right.
Do something for a corporation. Be the voiceover in something that they're planning in one of their promotional deals, and then you'll have a demo for the other. I think you could come pretty far the rest of this year with your commercial for corporations, and then spread out next year as you go into 1909.
Right. And I agree with that. I really do.
Okay, I'll have to figure out what the Apple, Amazon, and Netflix mean.
You said securities. That's why I said that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's wonderful for you to call our show, and thank you. I hope that you'll continue to listen. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Now we're going to go into our messages for the evening, including your cosmic tip, which tells you what's coming up this next week. We'll be back in a little bit.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of June 25th through July 1st, 2018. The skies are giving us a lucky streak for the next 3 months, bringing us a grand water trine, which means that there is triple harmony helping you with your work, as well as helping you to heal your emotional well-being. Mercury in Cancer asks you to think of quick ways to nurture yourself. Neptune in Pisces suggests that you find some quiet, meditative, watery place to reflect on what's most important in life. There's a tricky sign change that will make this a very busy week. Jupiter in Scorpio is still moving retrograde until July 10th, so it's good to heal any emotional wounds or research future projects that can take you to a higher level. A more challenging aspect is Mars slowing down to turn retrograde in Aquarius on June 26 until the end of the summer. And this will be on the opposite side of the sky as Venus that's in Leo. One side of you wants to open up to passion, fun, and creativity, and the other side wants to detach from the world to review your ambitions from a comfortable distance. All types of relationships are shifting under this energy as well. It's time to resolve some anger issues. Check on your ability to be assertive and strengthen your leadership skills and abilities. Both Venus and Mars are challenging Jupiter, and that means that it's time to determine if your belief system is getting in the way of you going to a higher level. Watch your hips, ankles, and wallet this week. A Venus square Jupiter may tempt you to indulge in some expensive appetites. Between summer solstice energies and three eclipses in July and August, there is no shortage of activity and opportunities to open up to something larger in your life by the time we get to the fall equinox. The Capricorn full moon on Thursday is a time to get serious and complete any outstanding transactions. The Sun-Saturn opposition will make sure that you pay up your karmic debts. Bills are coming due, both real and past life. Mercury enters Leo on the same day, bringing drama,
fiery, and bold energies. Because Mercury retrogrades in July, this energy will linger until the end of August. Also, Pluto is moving across the ecliptic this summer, something that has not happened since the 1930s. So keep an eye on the stock market, food prices, and food distribution. Friday has a pleasant planetary energy for social activities with small groups or individuals in an intimate setting, with no loud places or being with people that you don't really like. Saturday morning is a bit uncomfortable as Mercury squares Uranus, but it improves as the day moves along. Be careful of small accidents around the home and watch your step. On Sunday, the moon is void of course all day, making it a perfect day to keep a low profile and tend to quiet, humble tasks such as house cleaning, gardening, or laundry. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening. Begin to enjoy your wonderful 4th of July vacation, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Our guest tonight is Frank St. James. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the America Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards.
I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between August and October of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone.
And that was my Bobby Darin singing Dream Lover. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And tonight we're talking about love, lost love, memories of love, and what's happening to my love on Let's Find Out. And my guest is Frank St. James, and we're helping and answering questions of people that call in. I just want to tell a little story about Bobby. Bobby and I were friends. I met him on American Bandstand, and he used to call me on the phone occasionally. We'd have nice talks. And he called when he wrote this song and sang it to me on the telephone. So I'm kind of fond of it. It is in my book, Unlimited Realities, which we are now making into a movie. So you might remember that song with Bobby Darin, Dream Lover. Frank, we have another caller. And this okay. is Susan from Oklahoma, and her birthday is December 14th, 1948. Good evening, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Do you have a question for Frank?
Yeah, I have a question. It's a love interest, and I'm kind of like not knowing which way I should go on this.
I didn't catch the whole question myself.
She has a love interest. She doesn't know which way to go.
Yeah.
Susan, you're at the end of a cycle. You're at the end of a ninth year, and it is at the ninth year gives you a chance to get rid of negative stuff and things that aren't working for you. So something might come up that you've been wanting to do for years right now. And before the end of the year, 6 months before the end of the year, you're going to feel your first brand new cycle coming in, your first year. So you're going to get momentum. So there is big changes. You're going to probably, maybe your own philosophy is going to change what you want to do as far as
So that. Give it some time, Susan. Has it been going well for you?
Well, yeah, it has, except we're different faiths. We have different ideas, you know. And
okay. Yeah, so you're going to review that. You're going to review that over the next 6 months. And I think, don't you think, Frank, that the decision will come to her naturally?
Oh, yeah, because this will force you, actually, to not let those old ideas keep coming in sometimes. You know, sometimes you want to rework something, and you're better off just letting go, because this could be very exciting for you for the next 2 years at least.
Oh,
I think that you're not going to make, you know, the good decision is no decision, and forget about the religion as much as remembering how he's treating you, how you feel about each other, and if you can develop communication and closeness.
Yeah. The important thing with a man is keep quiet and listen.
That's
because
true.
A lot of times I learned, and I was told, and that's the only way I learned, was keep your big mouth shut and listen, because she's already solved the problem, but she wants to talk about it, and the guy will keep jumping in and saying, why don't you do this? And then why don't you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And she'll say, you're not listening to me. So I'm going to go find someone who can listen.
Having different ideas can be good, too, because you can learn about somebody's ideas that maybe you never thought about before. So I guess the basic thing we're both saying is that you're going through some processing with this relationship. I think it can be a very warm and loving relationship. You have to decide what you value. What are your deepest bonds and ethics? And that's going to start coming up for you this month. So
as we go into July,
you're going to have more discussions and more feelings about, am I treated? Am I respected? Am I honored?
Mm-hmm.
Let yourself decide. It'll happen naturally, Frank, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be listening on each side, but it's very important to get across that he listens.
Right.
Being a man, I'm telling you, if I had my big mouth shut a long time ago, I probably would have done better.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't save my marriage right now because I learned how to keep quiet. So, but I would have done better dates and everything.
Everybody needs to do that.
And when is his birthday? I need to ask. Susan? When is his birthday?
The 29th.
What?
December 20th. Just a second.
Oh,
December 24th. December 24th.
Okay, so he's just into Capricorn. So he does have a past, and he might have some things about him that you may not know about yet. And he's into security. He could probably be a good provider. He's into security. But he's got a few secrets that are still coming out into the open, and you're going to find out about what they are between now and October.
And interesting enough, he's in his first year of a brand-new nine-year cycle. So he's still going through some of his ninth year. So it'd be a good time for both of you to really do some soul-searching.
And just have fun with each other. You don't have to go into something serious and you know, the hand over the forehead, oh my dear, what will I do, dear Scarlet? Just enjoy him. Have a good time, right, Susan.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you for calling. And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Our guest tonight has been Frank St. James. And Frank, would you give me your phone number so they can reach you, please?
Sure. It's 862-684-1904.
Say that one more time.
862-684-1904.
And Frank is on Let's Find Out once a month, and he'll be again on in July on the 22nd. He's always on the fourth Sunday of the month. So thank you, Frank, for being on tonight. It's wonderful having you as a guest, as usual. And this is Elizabeth. I'll be on the road next week. I'm going to be sitting near the Holy Mother and being with her in Marlboro, Mass, and New York City. Come join me if you can. And I will be doing a teaching program next week. So I always have something interesting to say. I think we're going to be talking about how to plan your security as we go through the big changes ahead. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you so much for listening. We're going into the meditation now. And I picked another song from Out of the Past. I don't know if you guys remember Mama Cass. But it's another dream song, since we have Neptune going through Pisces and doing her dance. And it's called Dream a Little Dream of Me by Mama Cass. The meditation is raising our love vibration, and we exit with Richard Shulman playing Love. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. That leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.
And now it's time for our weekly meditation, Rising Our Love Vibration. Working with the circle of light. Please be comfortable. Sit in a straight back chair with both feet flat on the floor and your legs uncrossed. Or you can sit in the lotus position, or you can lay down on the bed with your spine straight and your legs uncrossed. Close your eyes and begin to open up your crown chakra at the top of your head and bring in the light. You will be taking in some new fifth dimension information in this meditation. Beginning to raise your love vibration. There is a frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is flowing into the mental and emotional energies of Earth through the all-encompassing double helix coming from the divine. This gift of sacred light is flowing in, through, and around every particle of life on Earth ever since December 21st, 2012. It has the amazing ability to transmute into light the negativity that is being pushed to the surface in our individual lives, as well as in the lives of the people who are suffering all over the world. The catch is that in order for this powerful gift of life to accomplish this mission, the sons and daughters of God's abiding on earth must give it permission to do so. This is a learned meditation exercise using the new 10th chakra along with our body heart chakra, the 4th chakra, and by creating a circle of life. The challenge is that at birth, we are all given free will. As we all grow into our adult human identity, through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, we have either deliberately or inadvertently created the maladies existing in our personal lives as well as here on Earth. This means that you and I and every other person on Earth are responsible for transmuting the pain and suffering we have created throughout our various earthly incarnations. This is called karma. One universal law is, the call for assistance must come from the realms and the heart of where the assistance is needed. Our guides and angels cannot just wave a wand and transmute our human miscreations back into light. However, if the sons and daughters of God, abiding on earth, invoke the circle of light from within themselves to transmute into light every painful thought, word, action, feeling, or belief we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that has contributed to the pain and suffering on the earth, then the floodgates of heaven will open in response to our heartfelt pleas. The beings of light in the higher realms have revealed that in the year of 2012, through the unified efforts of awakening humanity, we have reached a critical mass of collective consciousness that is allowing the earth to receive higher and infinitely more powerful frequencies called the double helix, which are stronger and more powerful than we have ever been able to withstand before. These energies are flowing out into our solar system and onto the planet Earth from the center of our galaxy, the heart of the Milky Way. This sacred energetic flow is known in the higher realms as the fifth dimension circle of light and love, transmuted from God's infinite love. The master teachers from the heavenly and universal realms said this frequency of the circle of life has the ability to transmute lifetimes worth of our disqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. That is wonderful because we are in the midst of the greatest purging and cleansing process the world has ever known. We are releasing present-day karma and past life karma as well. What a gift. What a wonderful chance for a true alignment with our blessed higher self. What a wonderful opportunity to become one with the God Source. Even the unpredictable and violent weather conditions are a reflection of humanity's consciousness and are designed by the higher realms to purge the body of Mother Earth of the atrocities humanity has inflicted upon her through ignorance, greed, and the appalling abuse of power. I know it sounds too good to be true, but there is actually a gift of sacred energy flowing from the heart of our God that will transmute the pain and suffering of Earth in the twinkling of an eye. This is true. This is why I conduct my intensives that I have been teaching for more than 30 years, to begin this deeply penetrating inner process of purging and cleansing. Gone are the slow, time-consuming healing processes, although they will remain for a while to help others ascend to the higher levels. What has arrived is the circle of light, the opening of the higher heart consciousness and the willingness from within to shift, change, and become the loving soul that you really are. Take the time. Give it a chance. Fortunately, in order to benefit from the circle of life, you do not have to fully comprehend or even accept that the circle of light is real. All you have to do is think of it as a possibility, and then ask your blessed higher self to utilize the fifth dimension's double helix energy of God's infinite light and to transmute everything that is causing pain and suffering in your life, as well as in the lives of humanity. This is the energy being used to transmute to you long-distance healing, and this is why it works so well. It's a new experience, a new energy, bringing you healing, alignment, comfort, and a new life. As the circle of light works with you, and as you work with the circle of light, the other thing that happens, and the real gift, is a shift and change in your consciousness, aligning you with love, caring, kindness, trust, truth, and inner realizations. The circle of light is scientific to the letter and is being used in science and medical research to improve our well-being here on Earth. This energy will respond instantly to the invocation of every person's blessed higher self. It's called setting a condition. And of course, that involves you giving permission to access, use, and enhance your life with the circle of light. This is true regardless of whether or not you fully accept the reality of the circle of light through your lower human consciousness. However, you must do the work to get there. The daily meditations, taking time to be still, and surrendering to the light. This is why the divine seals do such an excellent job. The circle of light is used to hold them in place after application. This information is contained in my workbook from Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. I promise you that by invoking this new frequency of the circle of light through communing with your blessed higher self on a daily basis, you will transform your life into what you want it to be. In truth, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose by experimenting with this gift of light from our universal God. Now,
allow yourself to float out into the higher energies as you listen to the ascended music of Richard Schulman. Take a deep breath. Hold in your mind that which you want to occur. Hold in your mind as a picture the outcome of your desires. And then listen as Richard Schulman plays Love.